Hey.
It's been 4 years.
It's been a little bit. I think there's a little bit of a gap between episode 10 and 11, but
it's been a while. 4 years is a long time. It's
4 years. I started a cult and we have 100 followers.
It's been
a while, but there's lots of excuses.
Lots of excuses.
Lots of reasons.
And they're very... No, just
first
kidding.
Of all, I mean, it's just like... Yeah, I mean, first of all, it's just laziness, but...
No,
there was a lot going on at the time, and I think I lost, like, the cord for the computer to charge it, and I couldn't, like, find a replacement.
Whole
big hassle, it was just... Yeah, and then it kind of just hit the back burner. But I'm glad that we're starting it back up.
We're back. I'm so excited, guys. It's very exciting. I can't wait to continue doing this. I feel like once a week is probably a good amount.
Yeah.
And so that's probably what we're going to do. There's so much to talk about.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff to talk about, yeah.
But I think we're just going to start with the most, like, recent stuff.
Yeah, why don't you, hit us up with a topic, and we'll get into it.
My, booklet of topics. Okay? I think we should talk about our favorite things, which is, what's our favorite thing?
Watching, TV shows, probably.
TV, yeah.
What new TV shows we've been watching? What have we been watching?
We have, Fallout TV show.
Yeah, we can start there.
Just came out.
I thought that was pretty good, yeah. I mean, as far as, like, video games.
I really enjoyed it. And I really enjoyed seeing Walton Goggins.
Yeah, he's great. God, he's such a good actor.
Enough of him.
It's good seeing, like, Southern actors, too, like,
he's
in prominent roles.
He's just phenomenal. Amazing.
And that one bug-eyed girl they got playing.
Bug-eyed. I think she...
No, I mean, she's really pretty. You know?
I think she looks like Kylie Jenner.
No, she's super pretty. I'm just,
she's really pretty. She's got, like,
she's got, like, anime eyes.
Yeah, sort of, yeah. Yeah, she's something. Yeah.
I think that's one of the best video game shows I've seen, just in terms of how they match, like, the tone and the feel of the games and everything, I feel like that's really set a high bar.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I really can't wait for season two.
I want to see
Aaron Paul.
Aaron Paul is supposed to be in season two, mm-hmm. That'll be really interesting.
That's going
to
be great. Really looking forward to
it.
You didn't
really care for the Brotherhood of Steel story.
No. Well, I didn't care for that actor.
I don't think nobody really likes the Brotherhood of Steel, I don't think. I don't think. Like, a lot of people complain that their storyline is just kind of boring, like in the games, too,
I always shoot them.
Yeah. They got good gear.
I'm just like, oof. It's like little dick energy.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, they do have little dick energy.
They say people have big dick energy.
Yeah.
Those are not the people that have big dick energy.
I was going to say, it's got us playing Fallout 4 again.
It definitely does. That's actually one of my topics, because, I'm OCD over here, and I have, like, my topics.
Well, we can get to that later, yeah.
We'll just talk about that, because
we'll
I have more
video
games that's, like,
in a
different
I'll just
category.
Bring it
up.
Yeah, just bring it up. I'm trying to switch categories
He's trying to switch categories on me. But, yeah, definitely loving the Fallout TV show. Great.
Yeah, it was really good.
Nothing I would change about it. Maybe the actor of whatever his name was. Max? Am I
Maximus or something. Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, he was okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you had to pick a weak part, I guess it was him.
I didn't care for him. And it's not even, like, his story. It was just, something about the actor.
Well, I think what it is, it's like, it's part of the... just doesn't do it for you.
And he always looks very sweaty. Like, why is he profusely sweating? I mean, I get it's probably hot, but, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
But what's another, what's another TV show?
TV show that we... Oh, The Walking Dead is finished.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been finished, but...
but you
right.
know what
the
I
The ones
mean.
Who
Complete.
Live. Right, the ones who live. Finished,
Complete.
Right.
I'm talking about The Walking Dead.
Nah, no.
Here
the
he
Walking
is,
Dead
to
universe.
Fuck his world up.
Well, technically, there's still Daryl Dixon.
I wasn't
Dixon.
Finished, and he rudely... I
no,
was
but
saying, you know
what did
I'm,
you think? What did you think?
People
of the,
know what I mean when, like, the story is
right,
finished.
Yeah.
Rick's story.
What did you think? We finally got closure after. I can remember, like, where I was. It was, like, 9/11 when I found out that Rick was leaving the show.
Oh, my God.
I was like, my,
about that.
It's like my 9/11.
I remember him. I you know what? I remember him calling me from his job he had where he worked overnight. And he, I don't know if he called me or he texted me, but I remember.
No, you called me. You saw it on the news.
I called you. I'm talking about the Carl thing.
Oh, the Carl thing. Yeah.
Where you called me up and you were like, or you texted me and you're like, no, you called me. Because you were like, baby, I got something to tell you. I was like, who the fuck died? And it was him telling me that.
Yeah.
He was like, the stuff that I'd seen was true that Carl, they were going to kill Carl. So that was sad. But
sad.
I enjoyed The Ones Who Live.
Yeah, I thought it was great. I mean, you know.
It was odd, though. The ending was kind of odd.
Right, it wraps up a little too tidy, you know what I mean? But for six episodes,
for
it's like.
Dead, it was very odd, but I enjoyed it. It's
I get
exactly
it,
what
you know
I
mean.
It's like, it's so weird, like, you get exactly what you want, and then you're
yeah.
still not happy.
Yeah, exactly, right, yeah.
So, you know.
You know, I know you're probably wanting more, like, stuff with the family and stuff, like reuniting with, like...
I guess I wanted... Maybe we'll see that in the Daryl Dixon show, which
yeah.
gets us on a different topic. I really like the Daryl Dixon show.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll see more reuniting, you know, moments, like, through... I mean, you know, we're still getting more shows and stuff, so...
I really do like.
Do you think
Dixon.
This will be
or
the?
Is it Dixon?
I think it's Daryl the Daryl. Shit, I don't know.
The Daryl Dixon.
Daryl
show.
Dixon. I think it's just Daryl Dixon. I think. Don't quote me, but yeah,
I
think
it's
just Daryl Dixon.
Yeah, it's either. But
do you think we'll get? Oh shit! I lost my train of thought now. Do you think we'll get more?
What
was I gonna say? Was that the it for Rick and Michonne, or do you think we'll get any more like?
I'm hoping that we...
Out of them, necessarily?
I think...
I would hope
Shone
so,
is
right.
done.
Yeah.
I think she's done, which... I follow her on social media. And stuff,
right, yeah.
So,
no.
you know, as much as she loves the character, I think she's done.
Yeah, and I think she, you know, came back and gave it a nice send-off and everything.
I think she wants to be, like...
Yeah, no.
But, I do think that we'll see them again. I hope that we see them both reunite with Daryl at least.
Yeah, or at least Rick and Daryl reuniting.
Rick and
I think
Daryl
that's like the
something.
Most important relationship reuniting. I
because
I feel
like Daryl lives with like guilt because like,
right of what happened. Right, yeah. I feel like that definitely. Yeah.
You know, so I'm excited about that. I really hope that that happens.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't, I'm gonna be mad. But. Whatever. I really like the Daryl Dixon show a lot.
What?
Those fucking crazy, creepy-ass zombies in the Daryl Dixon show.
Oh, like the runners, yeah.
the
yeah,
ones,
cool.
it was like in the finale, wasn't it?
The ones with like the black injected goo.
That yeah,
that
was
fast
creepy.
And shit. Yeah, that was cool.
Like, I was not used to that.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to like the slow, pitiful, sad
My
kind
of reminds me of. I guess we can move on to The Last of Us.
No, we cannot move on to The Last of Us.
No, you still got more.
We can time. Talk about that. You talk about the TV show.
Well, no, I was talking about you know season two is filming. We've seen like a little bits of.
Yeah,
season two.
What do you feel about? How do you feel about that?
Oh god, you know, there's a lot of. God, I like. I really have to think about it.
You
right?
have to think about it.
Like, I like the show, obviously, but it's not as...
Maybe don't speak your mind so freely.
It doesn't really match the tone as well as, like,
mm-hmm.
say, the Fallout show. You know what I mean? To me, it doesn't feel like it matches the tone as well, or it doesn't hit,
like... you feel like the Fallout show matched completely.
Right. Even though it's not telling exactly the same story from any of the Fallout games, it still feels like it could be a story from one of the Fallout games. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Whereas
I would say I'm very upset.
Well,
I like Bella Ramsey.
Right,
okay,
I was gonna say,
I like her.
You know, the whole Bella Ramsey thing and like, was she right for Ellie and stuff? It's like, you know, I still think she did a great job as
she
Ellie.
She did a great job.
As a young Ellie. Now, but it's not like we see pictures of her trying to portray an older Ellie. And then I'm kind of more like, ooh, maybe it doesn't work as much. I don't know.
What's weird to me is that they're getting Caitlin Dever.
As
Abby,
right? Which is
which,
right? Which that was like the kind of the fan cast, everybody. And I think she even auditioned for Ellie, and they
auditioned for Ellie. She
originally
she looks
had
like
Ellie.
Yeah. That would have been like,
but
and I love
recasted.
Her. I think she is amazing actress.
Yeah, and maybe she is a little too old for a young Ellie,
but she doesn't look old.
But she's perfect for an older Ellie, at the very least.
But she doesn't,
you know,
look
what I mean?
Old. She could have played that.
Right.
Played
well,
that,
at least
know?
Split the difference and have Bella Ramsey play young Ellie and have Caitlin Dever play older Ellie and just have her,
no.
You know, cut her bangs. Or was
that
would
look fair.
I don't
know. That would look fair. Because Bella Ramsey and Caitlin. Like, Caitlin, though, she's hot. That is my definition of
right.
What
no,
I
we
like.
Can't. We can't make characters pretty. That's not.
But I'm excited about her playing Abby, at least. Like,
yeah,
when I picture Abby, like, when I played the game and I picture Abby, like, from her side profile, I see what they can, how they can portray that.
Right.
But she's kind of petite.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
so I'm assuming they're not going to go with muscle girl.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. It's like, if you're at least going to do it, why didn't you at least go with, like, a bigger girl, you know, if you're going to do that at least.
I thought the show was...
Now, having said all that,
great.
Yeah, I'm still excited. You know, we're just being critical, but...
We're being very critical, but the show was great.
Yeah.
In all.
There's
in
still a lot of it. A lot of aspects
Pedro.
Of it that I liked, yeah.
That's
Pedro's
cool.
Great, yeah. What do you? How do you think people will react to... this is spoilers for The Last of Us, but...
The people who don't play... Who hasn't played the game.
Who haven't played
the game.
Yeah,
like somebody I know.
Right, this is spoilers. So, well, how do you think people feel about when Joel gets that scene?
All
up
the
here
women
soon?
Who think that he is Zaddy will be so upset.
Right, do you think casual fans will still be.
I don't know, because a lot of people are obsessed with him.
Right, yeah, that's what I feel like.
And that's kind of like brutal.
Yeah.
And like the and what it is like I feel like we were having this conversation the other day about
how killing
like,
main characters and stuff. And,
well, no, about how like it he's like this tough guy in the game this
right.
whole time. He's like this tough guy. He's very like, you know, smart.
It
and
feels very out of character for him to be
beaten
know.
Up by a girl. I mean,
even if she is a highly
trained. I'm not being
no, but
anyway.
I get what
I
you're
mean,
saying, but.
That's my personality. Like, I'm going to be real with you. Like,
right, but it's just, you know, take the girl out of it for a second. Just say, just to be cornered in general. Like,
to be cornered in general, but by a girl.
And beaten to death, right?
It
does lessen the character a little bit if you take him out in a way that's undignified almost, right?
It'd be like if, like I said, if that happened to Rick, like how I was saying the other day, the way to hurt those types of men is to hurt somebody
that they care about, right?
And
yeah.
They care about.
Yeah.
Because really, he didn't care if he lived or died, honestly, but he cared if Ellie did.
Yeah. No, I still think it was a brave choice to kind of force you to play as Abby and everything, and it was like narratively,
oh, I love
like,
that.
Interesting.
See, I'm
and everything.
Between,
yeah,
you
I mean,
know,
well,
I loved it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was awesome.
Like I said, I still think it's interesting, but I don't think it quite worked. You know what I mean? Like,
I didn't quite
invest into Abby as much as they probably wanted me to, I guess.
He
you know what
like
I mean?
When people disagree with him.
No, I mean, that's fine.
He will try
you
can,
but,
to
you know,
change my opinion.
But you. But you agree with me more about the show kind of being a little bit...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We won't talk about... What episode was that?
Oh, the one... Yeah. Oh,
we won't discuss
one,
that. But
well, you're homophobic if you don't like it.
You're homophobic if you don't like it.
No.
I guess I'm homophobic. Because that was...
The third episode.
That was, you know... Take it and put it into a different show. It was great.
Right. That doesn't have... how many episodes did the first season have? Like 7 or 8 episodes or something? It wasn't a lot. I thought it was 9, I think. It was 9.
Felt very short.
Yeah.
But
right. If the show had twice as many episodes in the first season.
It was just very odd.
But even then, like, still, I still don't.
And I feel like people are going to think I'm talking about the gay stuff. That's not what I'm saying is odd. I'm saying for this type of story.
No, it's like it's a beautiful, it's like a beautiful story for what it is. But like, it's like a beautiful story for what it is, but it's like it doesn't make any sense within the context of the universe. It just
why
feels
are we
out of place.
Feeding each other strawberries. Because I'm telling you right now, if it was the apocalypse and me and you were outside picking strawberries, I would not be feeding
and giggling and stuff like it. That, it
it's
it,
like it's
right,
supposed
well.
To not be like that. And like, I get it. This is a, these are a couple who found happiness and whatever, but.
Well,
you're
I feel
not
like
be feeding each other strawberries. Let's just be realistic.
Well, it just felt very overly sentimental.
It felt very overly like he's trying to prove a
point. Yeah, it just felt like they were trying. Yeah, like the episode was kind of trying to prove like a message or something, or like yeah, like it didn't feel like it was like actually telling a story within this world. Like, and I just like it felt like Bill from the game was a more nuanced character to me that had more like layers like to him. Like, the, yeah, he was gay, but that wasn't, but it didn't wholly define him as a character. You know, like it wasn't like the end all be all of his character.
Right.
It was an aspect to his character, but
there like, oh, he's gay. Oh.
Yeah, but there was layers of like him being like super damaged and being alone for so long and half crazy, and then you actually kind of see like, oh, he's like he's actually kind of a nice guy when you like peel back kind of those layers and stuff. He's just really hurt and damaged and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But and you see like what could become of Joel if he continued to be alone. That's kind of like the what they're showing in the game of you know,
right.
what could happen if Joel lost Ellie and was by himself, and
right.
and that's what can happen to you. Okay? And I feel like you lose that when it's just a letter. When it's just a letter he's reading, and it just loses that impact of seeing the effect. Now,
yeah, I agree with you.
Right. I mean, it's just my opinion, but yeah.
I totally agree.
I'm still going to watch season 2. I'm still going to watch every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not saying it's not great.
Right,
it's
yeah.
great.
It,
yeah.
It's just, you know.
Able to criticize it.
Yeah, we're able to criticize it. I think that's a conversation we had, too, the other day. Was about how you can still criticize something and still be a fan of it. Like, you don't
right.
have to, like, just
people
blindly.
Feel like they can't, people feel like they can't criticize
adulate
things
something.
And still love it.
Right, yeah. Like, you either hate it or love it. You can't be in between.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, what's another show that we should talk about?
Oh, well,
or something else.
I want to talk about The Office.
Oh yeah.
My new love,
new obsession. Have you ever heard of this show, The Office?
I have never heard of the show
right.
until January 2024.
You're such a goober.
No, let me be real. No, I definitely heard about it because you would always call me Dwight, and I really didn't. Because
you would always say false.
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 Or question.
Question, yeah.
And
I didn't realize that's what Dwight says all the time.
And now that I've watched it, I'm like, oh, fuck, I am Dwight. In like an odd way. Mixed with Michael.
I think
because you're always like, that's totally you.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
just like, really? No wonder I don't have any friends.
Whenever that show was still on Netflix, and it was streaming, I think Netflix revealed that it was like the most watched show, the most streamed show or something.
I never watched it.
No, I know, but can you see now why like people
yes.
just like put it on in the background, like
I
go to sleep to it?
I watch it every single night.
Right, yeah, it's like your background show now that you've
and
seen it a few times.
I am obsessed with it, completely obsessed with it. Love it so much. And I'm really sad that I didn't watch it before now. But you know what? I always feel like shows come at the right time in my life. Because
yeah,
I didn't watch Sopranos. And you tried to get me to watch Sopranos for like years.
Yeah, but if you're not ready to watch it, you're not ready to
but
watch it.
But if I'm
it.
Not in that state of mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I need to watch it. Or I like, I think I'm ready to watch something now. Then when I finally do, I'm like, oh, I'm really into this.
There's definitely shows and even movies and stuff that I've felt that way about where I just didn't, like, quite.
And then you went back and watched
right,
it.
Right, and then I went back
like,
and watched
oh.
it. And yeah, you're in a different place in your life and everything, so you view it through a different lens and see different things in it.
Do you want me to rate it? It's my number two show.
This is your number two show?
The Sopranos will always be my number one.
See, it's hard to rate, like, a comedy for me. Comparison
you
to
know
like
what?
Anything else, but I mean, I know there's drama like elements to it too.
If I would watch it as much as I would watch Sopranos and love it, even after watching the same episodes, then, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Like it, and you know what's best about that show is, like, it has so many episodes that,
it
like,
does, that you can forget
it doesn't
about
really
moments
get old.
And stuff. What I find interesting, too, is you've only seen the superfan cut episodes.
That's the only one I'm going
to
watch.
I know, but it's so interesting to me because there's a...
There's one, like, shorter.
Right, yeah, but it's, like, the first 7 seasons extended mm-hmm. episodes, and it's, like,
mm-hmm.
extra footage, deleted scenes. Every episode
yeah.
has, like, a couple minutes of extra footage.
Yeah.
It's like you're seeing a different show, just barely, but, you know, just barely a different show.
Barely.
Just barely.
Barely. I can see.
Barely.
Barely.
That's the
video. Now you know what I'm talking about when I do that. P.O.P. holding it down.
P.O.P. holding it down.
The GOAT.
The GOAT. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We should
Devon.
Talk about some reality.
Reality shows.
Yeah.
I love me some reality shows, too. Now, those
There's
are not
few.
Like my favorite shows, but.
The GOAT
Jack
has been good.
Jack tells everybody that.
Real Housewives.
Real Housewives
is
my favorite
yeah.
show.
I even I love Real Housewives of
New Jersey.
You know?
Ooh. What do you think about this season so far? Because that's what I want to ask you. Oh, but we didn't talk about, real quick.
Okay.
Your opinion on The Office new show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Office new show.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I saw something where, what's his name? Michael Scott. Actor.
Steve Carell.
Steve Carell said, that he wishes it well, but he's not going to be involved in it or whatever.
I think he's joking.
You think so?
Now that I, like, I don't know. I think he might pop up.
Yeah, and I heard something about it's going to be set in the Midwest or something.
Which, isn't that where him and Holly are now?
And that's what somebody pointed out. Yeah, I think I saw that too, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it turns out. It's hard to catch lightning in a bottle like that again, you know what I mean?
It's not going to be as good.
No.
Nothing's
no.
ever as
no,
good.
No, it's not.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. This is Alex's favorite show.
It's such a weird show that I'm admitting that I watch. But no, it's great.
I literally watched every season, every episode with me.
I love the drama though. He loves it.
He loves Teresa Giudice.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
She is amazing, honestly. And the only reason,
and all the
everyone
drama. And
on
Melissa's
there,
Melissa's a bitch.
I'll put
that on wax.
What was I gonna say? It was.
And
like,
what's her name? Not is it? Not something Maggie.
Maggie.
What's
Margaret?
The, Margaret. Yeah, Margaret. Oh God, I want to see her just downfall. Just
me too. Me too.
Her arguing with, what I love is, like, she was, like, fighting for these bitches last season, like.
And then now she's, like, hates them because they, like.
Now she's like, shut up, Jen! I'm talking!
Because they like Teresa. She doesn't want anyone to like Teresa. She wants
right.
Teresa off the show so it can be the Margaret show.
Oh, yeah, that's
and
that's a
that
fun show.
Would be. Tomatoes, throwing tomatoes. That's what that would be.
Yeah.
I would not watch it. Teresa's off.
Her
not
whole story, like that's not her whole storyline. It's just
everyone's storyline is
Teresa. You called my 30-year-old son. Like what?
Okay.
So.
Oh,
you should call him.
You should call him. I don't believe you have any kids, to be honest with you, but.
Anyways, leave Teresa alone. I love Jen.
She's
I love what's her name to the one I like? Jennifer Aiden.
Jennifer Aiden.
Love
you
her.
Love Jennifer Aiden. Alex
yeah.
has a crush on Jennifer Aiden.
I do.
She's very hot. Look her up. She's very cute.
She is. She's very cute.
And I'm jealous of Jen Fessler because she got to fuck James Gandolfini, so
that's
I don't
true,
like
yeah.
her. Anyway, the GOAT. Did we want to talk about the GOAT?
Yeah.
We started talking about
yeah.
it, but. It's like a new reality show.
It's like a new reality show with, like, different reality contestants. It's kind of silly, like, you know.
It's silly. Who does it have? It has Tosh.
Tosh is the host,
yeah.
It's got Wendell from Survivor playing, Devon. There's a few different people. Those are the main people that I kind of recognize. There's a few different people from other, like, that guy from the drag race show, Justin or something. He got eliminated in that double elimination. I'm so happy. You know, I love Devon so much. So anybody that goes against Devon, it's got to go.
I don't like Justin at all.
I don't like Wendell either, especially after that whole cheating rumor and the whole thing with
cheating on his pregnant wife.
Yeah, he fucked Dee from Survivor. And
loser.
Like, it's just wild. Like,
who cheats on your pregnant wife? What? That's some fucked up. That is.
And that's the whole thing, is that he was kind of going to these conventions and stuff, and like under the guise of I'll be a mentor to you after your Survivor.
He's pulling straight.
Yeah, I'll help you. Transition back to the world. Yeah,
Drake.
and then fucking. You know, I'm not gonna blame what's D or whatever. I mean, but it's like, did you really not know he had a pregnant baby mama?
She knew.
Come on.
Poor. Whore.
No love for these
hoes.
Nasty hoo.
And
you didn't watch The Last Survivor. I
did not. You showed me a few.
No, Kenzie won.
Which
I don't have a problem as much with Kenzie win. I did like Charlie more and kind of wanted him to win more, but Kenzie's fine. She was, you know, she's fine. As a winner, it's more so the fact that Maria didn't vote for Charlie in the end that blows my mind. That was his number one in the game.
Bitter.
Just bitter. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Like, and that's fine. If you want to vote for the other person, that's fine. But it's just
bitter.
Like, it's not because you voted for her. It's because you did. It's because you wanted to hurt the other person. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? That's not why. Don't make it. She was like, I saw a fire in her eyes when she was making a fire. And
I saw a fire in her
eyes. And the funny thing is
she was the winner.
When it went to fire, it took like an hour or something. It almost took like forever for them. Like, they almost had to bring the matches out. And what that's what's so funny
so
is
funny.
It's like such a stupid reasoning. Like,
I think I liked Charlie when I did watch the first couple episodes. I believe I liked.
He was
Charlie.
The guy that was like, you know, obsessed with Taylor. So he was kind of annoying at first, like just how they were editing him. And the whole thing with Liz, that's
God, that was fucking hilarious. You need to, if you don't watch Survivor, you need to just look up.
Q was great the whole season. He was hilarious.
You need to just look up just Liz Survivor.
Yeah,
what number is this?
40. That was 46. Yeah,
46. Survivor 46. Liz, watch it. Just watch her. Fucking hilarious. She had a meltdown at one point.
Yeah,
I'm talking like
not getting picked for Applebee's. That was why, that's why she had a meltdown.
I got food poisoning from Applebee's. I'll never eat there. even if I was on Survivor. And look, I'm fat, okay?
But listen, this was her strategy. This is apparently her brilliant strategy. But she told everyone she was rich so that they would drag her along to the end. And then when she got to the end, she was going to tell them, hey, I'm actually not rich. I'm poor, so you should vote for me to win.
I'm poor, so you should vote for me to win because I don't have any money.
Which is, I mean, isn't that a great strategy?
And I lied to you.
No, that's...
But I lied to you because I need you to give me
$1 million. Now, look, I've been lying to you the whole game. Granted, right, that's true. But I'm telling the truth right now, and here's why you should believe it. I know I've been lying to you the whole game. Take that out of the equation. Take that out of the equation.
Don't
believe me right now. Everything else you know about me, throw that out. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Is she rich or is she not rich? Does anybody
know?
The world may never know.
We may not know. I think she's like okay. She's not like rich, but she's like she said she exaggerated it for strategy, and that they cut that out of her confessionals. Her admitting that it was strategy, and maybe they did.
Lord.
Maybe they did. It's like how we know. It's like
she's just saying some shit.
Right.
Ugh,
but just her like her comments about she was like when she like was like crying, going, "I want to be all of you." At the end, that was hilarious. Just.
Woo.
Out of her mind. Like, that was her big move.
I thought people with mental illnesses couldn't go on.
I thought they weeded those people out. Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, they're entertaining at least. But.
Okay, so I know we're late, but...
And then she was like, I can't make fire. I got wimpy wrists.
Can we?
I don't know.
Oh,
like,
you gotta show me that, because I didn't see that, but that's funny. I know we're late, but... Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
Oh, yeah. Certified pedophile.
That was the
Jesus. Drake won that beef, clearly, right? I mean... I'm just kidding.
Oh, you're going to make me throw up.
And I just felt like, yeah, we're beefing, right? You're a pedophile.
So really and truly, who do you think won? And you know that it took Drake a couple weeks to come back with something. He just dropped something either today or yesterday.
Yeah.
Again.
I mean, it's like, it's hard. Yeah, of course Kendrick won. Like, in my mind, like in everyone's mind, it's like, little kids are running around going, wah, 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 and saying...
My kids are going, they're not like us.
They're not like us.
They're not like us. Yeah.
Like, I mean, come on. You've won.
But no, in reality, Kendrick definitely took that one.
I mean, you know...
And everything that Drake's got going on... I mean, I liked Drake when I was in high school.
Do you think that's fair for Kendrick to take those shots at Drake? The stuff that's like...
The pedophile?
Rumor. Yeah, this rumor, you know.
Yep. In the rap world, yep.
Right. I mean, because if it was just one thing, like say if it was just that one thing, him pulling that girl up on stage and saying that.
But it's not.
But it's not just
that Drake has going on with, that had going on with Millie Bobby.
She just got married to Billy Ray Cyrus's son, I think.
Yeah. It's like a secret wedding.
Yeah. He was like giving her advice about boys and stuff.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. Doesn't matter if you're famous or not. It's weird. So weird. And there's more to it. He's just a pig.
I get hard from Stranger Things.
That's cute. I mean... Wait. It was like
Hotline Bling.
Dude. Yeah, no, I know. But yeah, it's like, wait, I should say that's cute because it's not cute, but it was good.
It was funny.
It was funny. But no, I definitely think Kendrick won that, and I listened to all of it. I mean, I listened the whole time. You know, of course, you know me. I'm always in the.
Right, I think, like, if I was going to give any points to Drake, I guess it would be for, like...
BBL Drake.
Maybe he has, like, catchier beats, like a catchier... Like, yeah, but that's his whole thing, is he's, like, a poppier, catchier kind of guy, like...
He actually, the latest diss to Kendrick, Drake sampled BBL Drizzy. In the song.
See, and that's kind of like...
And used it as like a beat.
Right.
I kind of
like that.
I do too.
I like that. That's kind of like poking fun at yourself, being willing to kind of... Yeah.
And had Sexy Red in the song with him. I don't know what's going on with Drake and Sexy Red. Oop, I didn't mean to touch the mic. Oopsie.
It's okay.
He's going to get on to me for that. I don't know what's going on with him and Sexy Red, but I feel like they're fucking. They're definitely fucking. Right?
Yeah.
She's
featuring on songs right now, so there's a chance.
I mean, they're just always together, and like he said something about her in the song. I hear.
Well, didn't Kendrick say something about Sexy too?
I believe when you see sexy red, I believe that you see two bitches, something like that. I don't know, something like that.
And I think that
I don't know what he's trying to say there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that go over my head sometimes. I have to like really think about what he's trying to say.
Kendrick's
I think
got
he's
some
trying to say that
triple quadruple
Drake
metaphors.
Is a woman? That's what I took from that.
I don't know.
How could Sexy Red be? You know who I can ask? I can ask your friend Terry.
Sexy Red is two women.
I believe when you something. I wish I had my phone on because I would look it up.
Yeah. But anyways, moving on.
That's a big thing. But Kendrick definitely took that one. Although I did like the fact that Drake used BBL Drizzy for his new diss.
That is funny.
Which, that's pretty good. I like that.
Right. I mean, that's willing to, yeah. I feel like Drake is probably, like if I, Drake does seem a little bit more willing to maybe poke fun of himself than maybe Kendrick would be.
I don't know.
But Kendrick's like still like such an amazing
it's like,
writer. Like
it's like what someone said one time.
I can't help it.
What did Megan, you know, speaking of Megan Thee Stallion, speaking of Nicki Minaj, but what is it that Megan Thee Stallion said that one time? It's like comparing, Cardi B, who makes, like, party music, to Nicki Minaj, who is this incredible lyricist, but now Megan thinks that Nicki Minaj is no longer an incredible lyricist, but,
is Nicki Minaj the criminal, you think?
Ah, fuck you. She got arrested today. Was it at? Amsterdam?
Yep.
For having pre-rolled
soft drugs,
which we come to find out was marijuana.
Oh, it was weed. I thought it was a flaccid penis.
It was weed. It was possession of three or four pre-rolled.
You explained the situation to me before, because she was live streaming it this morning.
She was live streaming the whole day. I don't know if anybody knows.
She was like,
this,
I don't give
I'm
consent.
I'm a huge Nicki Minaj fan. Let's just get that out there.
Yeah.
Always have been. Love her to death. Nothing's ever going to change that.
I don't give a fuck.
Megan's law. Her boyfriend's a pedophile. I don't care. That's not Nicki. That's whatever she wants to do. That's her. I love Nicki, and I always will, but he's not a pedophile. If you look it up, you can see that he's not a pedophile, but that's just what people say because they don't like her. So anyway, sorry.
Right, but it doesn't matter what her husband
I don't care. I'm able to separate from her.
Right.
Anyway... she was arrested today, for marijuana.
Right.
And it was a big deal. I mean, people can look it up,
but
go ahead.
No, it was what you said earlier. I was trying to understand it.
I think a lot of people are trying to understand it.
Right. So it's legal to have weed in the Netherlands, but you can't fly out with it.
She had it in a bag.
She had it in her bag, but she didn't know that it was in the bag.
People
had weed.
They came and took her luggage to get on the plane.
Right. And maybe there was a bit of a language barrier that they didn't understand.
She did not give the okay to take the luggage yet. She was still packing.
She was still deciding this goes on the plane.
And then they came up to her and said, basically, that she was under arrest.
Right.
And she's like, what? Like, you can see on the live stream that
she's in total shock.
Confused, she's like, I want a lawyer.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening?
Well, it does almost feel like entrapment, almost. But I feel like it was basically just a misunderstanding, right?
But
it is embarrassing. I mean, for her.
On a high note, on a positive note, am I allowed to brag about her?
Yeah, of course.
She grossed over $67 million and sold out each
city.
In America.
Amazing, of course.
Each show was sold out. He's smart.
She has a gun to my head. I can't say anything bad about Nicki Minaj.
You cannot say anything bad about Nicki Minaj. You guys can talk how you want to. And
no,
she's
I
also the highest grossing female rap tour. The Pink Friday 2 tour was the highest grossing female rap tour.
She's the best rapper, in my opinion. I mean, she's the best female rapper, in my opinion. Like,
lyricist. She is the best. If you say she's not, then you're a liar.
And even not even female. She's one of the best rappers.
Yeah, she is, but she doesn't get enough.
She definitely is. So, I mean, that sucks that she got kind of hassled over
wasn't it like a pre-roll they said? The pre-roll.
Why do we not call joints anymore?
I don't know, because people want to be fancy.
What is this pre-roll thing?
People want to be fancy. They want to be fancy with their fancy pre-rolls.
I don't understand.
Alex. Anyway, oh, can I talk about something else?
Yeah, you can talk about
Saweetie. Can we talk about that?
Oh, Saweetie,
another female rapper, shared me to her social media.
Oh, you got that 90-90-90, don't you?
I got that 90-90-90. She did. She shared me. I posted a reel to Instagram in a cute little bathing suit dancing to her song, Nani.
That's awesome.
She shared me her story, commented and liked, and I believe also shared me to Facebook.
That was all over the place.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a cool moment.
And she I meant for us telling you that, but I sent her some hearts as a message, and she replied with some hearts in the message. So that was just cool.
That's
cool
cute.
Thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love
really
that.
Cool thing. Yeah, and she's so beautiful. I'm always talking so good about her.
Yeah, she is one of the prettiest.
She is so pretty.
Musicians out there.
Right now. Yeah, younger ones. Yeah, she's super pretty.
Now, you know how I feel about JT, though.
JT. Pete. No,
doesn't she have some...
I said Pete.
Isn't she fighting with some girl too right now?
JT!
Well, she was always fighting with some girl.
JT was fighting with Glorilla. That was funny. I love. Dude, JT is so. She's so awesome.
Yeah.
She's super pretty too. Like, all these girls.
And even the city girls themselves were fighting each other, right?
JT and Miami were fighting.
There's a city girl schism.
Yeah, and then it was weird. It was like they fought, and then they're like, love you.
Yeah, you know.
You know I love you.
Yeah, you know I love you. That's good, yeah.
So, another music thing, then we'll move on to others.
Yeah.
But, I'm just having so much fun talking to you, by the way.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can we talk about Kim Kardashian and Taylor Swift beef?
Oh, yeah. The rap
that, beef. I mean, I know that's kind of like, we're a little late on that as well,
yeah.
But not much.
Well, I'm going to stop you because Taylor Swift had the best song of all
time. I'm just kidding. Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to talk about Kanye West in just a minute because.
So is that where this animosity comes from?
I feel like it is a little bit. I think it has to do with one of Kanye's albums. I can't remember.
Because I kind of like Taylor Swift and I kind of like Kim Kardashian. I don't know how
Pablo,
feel.
Something Pablo. I can't remember the name of it.
Pablo Honey? No, wait, that's Radiohead. The Life of Pablo.
Life of Pablo? How do you know that? I don't know that.
I don't know. I'm just good at remembering.
Life of Pablo. Names. The album, there was a song on there where he had asked
Taylor Swift
if he could say it, if she was okay with it. You know, they
this
kind
was
of
after
laughed about
the whole,
it. There's
yeah.
video footage of it on the Kardashians of Taylor Swift saying, yeah, sure. On the phone being all friendly and bullshit and then having a problem with it later.
Right, yeah, once he actually wanted
once
to put it out.
He put it out. So, and then Kim on the show after Taylor Swift had said, oh yeah, sure, and then backed out and made all these like mean statements about Kanye, da 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 da. Of course, Kim was shit-talking her. Like, you can't say okay to something in business and then be like, after it's done, complain that he did it.
Right. So
when
she
he asked
basically
you.
Just called
when
her
he
out
asked
on
her,
being a...
Yeah. So, now, Taylor Swift wrote a song called Thank You, Amy.
Yeah.
But in the title, the K, the I, and the N...
It's very obviously
capitalized.
Yeah.
And in the song, she talks about how she hopes that Kim's kids come home singing her songs and it rubs in her face and how she hurt her and she's out to get her. Just, you know, I really liked Taylor Swift's last album.
I hope your kids see you fail.
Yeah, it's just
fuck?
So, like, I mean,
that's
damn,
dark.
and it's like something I would say.
Yeah.
It's
what's
like,
the fuck?
You know, because I'm very, like, spiteful. We'll get into that because we got to talk about the neighbor, too. But and he's crawling away from me.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
but, no, I thought that was... What do you think about that? Like, I love Kim. I don't care what anybody says about Kim. See, I think I'm very different. When I hear someone talk shit about Kim Kardashian, which you used to when we first got together... You would be like, oh, I don't like them Kim Kardashian girls. And da, 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 da. But it's like, when women talk bad about somebody like Kim Kardashian, it's like, why? And then when you ask
just
why.
Just to get clout.
When you ask why, there's
just
not
hate,
a real.
Just hateful hoes.
Oh, because she had sex tape. She's a whore.
Right.
Okay.
That's my favorite thing about her.
She's but what it is that you're mad that, yeah, she's
right.
A whore. Yeah, she had a sex tape. Now she's a billionaire.
Right. She spun that.
And she knew how to...
She spun that into gold.
Make her
like,
life.
Yeah, she spun it into gold. Like, it,
and is still doing it.
Yeah, I mean,
and I think she's...
I definitely used to hate on Kim, and then you would watch the show, and I'd watch it. And then I kind of realized, I was like, oh, I like Kim's kind of the coolest one, actually, out of all
She really is. She's the most chill one.
Yeah. She's the one that I feel like I relate with personality-wise the
she's
most.
She's, like, super chill, and...
Well, she'll say shit to her sisters and stuff. Just
oh,
crazy.
She will. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I love reality TV. I love to watch people. I just like to watch people in general.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love to see how other people react, even if it is a little bit, like, you know.
That was that one fight they got. She got into with her one sister, and it was about her and her sister. What was her one sister? It was being weird.
Courtney?
Yeah, Courtney was being weird.
I said that weird. Courtney.
And she was mad because Kim was just being, like, blunt with her and just, like, saying shit, like. Well, she just was getting mad.
About working?
Yeah.
Probably about working. Kim's a workaholic.
Right. But it was just like, yeah.
But yeah, she speaks her mind.
She's just not, she's not a sugarcoater.
I thought she did amazing in American Horror Story.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yeah, American Horror Story. I thought she did really good in that, too. From what I saw, I didn't watch all of it, but.
She looked good, too.
Yeah, she looked great. Yeah. She did a good job.
Yeah, I really like her. I did not see the same thing. We were watching The Office, or I was watching The Office today, and there was the episode where Michael does the roast, where everybody roasts Michael.
Yeah, and that probably made you think of the Tom Brady.
And it made me think of the Tom Brady thing, when everybody was just, like, booing Kim, not even letting her tell a joke. Everyone, it was supposed to be a Tom Brady roast, and it turned into a Kim Kardashian roast.
Right, which is just, like, goes to show you, like,
and they cut it out on Netflix.
Right.
They cut the booing out. They cut everything. Because you know why they cut it out. Because it's fucking bullying. Like,
yeah,
that was, like awful.
Right. Right. And
like,
you're talking about her,
like,
kids and her dad and the kid's dad and stuff. And just, yeah, I mean, come on. Just, like, she's not even,
like,
the center.
You can see
of
her
that.
In one clip where she's like, okay, I get it. Like, let's move on. She
right,
even says,
yeah.
Let's move on.
It just seems like, even in, like, comedically, it seems like
and
such.
And then she came out and said that Tom Brady asked for her to be there.
Yeah.
Invited
yeah.
her. She
comedically,
didn't even,
it just
like,
seemed
ask
like,
to go.
You're going
to
bring up shit from, like, 20 years ago about her sex tape and shit. And, like really just, like, it's so fucking
saying,
old.
Like, black dudes, and all she wants is black dudes.
Right, and that's, like, and that's, like, a, yeah, that's kind of a icky ground to be comedically
her
making fun of her.
Her vagina hole is so big because she's had every black dude in the world.
Right,
like,
it's a little bit fucked up what you're saying right now. Like,
can you chill out? Like, she was, like, her face was just like, I'm gonna leave.
Like, but you know what I mean? Like, on a level of, like, yeah, you're kind of being, like, slightly racist, too. Like,
sexist, racist.
Sexist.
And, like,
racist.
Women are, like, laughing at this. And I'm like, if I was there, I would
right.
not be
because
laughing.
It's about Kim Kardashian.
Because
okay.
it's about Kim Kardashian. Anytime it has anything to do with her. Women,
which is
are,
fine, you know, comedy is supposed to be transgressive and everything, but it's just like there's a limit, like when it just becomes bullying. You're just like, you're not being clever, you're not being witty.
There's a difference
you're just taking the lowest,
funny,
right?
And taking,
you're just
like,
basically calling
chat.
Her a whore, basically, in so many terms,
over and
you know,
over and over and
over
and over.
Yeah, that's not. There's nothing witty or
when in
clever
reality,
about it, you know.
I don't think she really is.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. It's like, you know, I don't think she really is, but. We are going to get into, do you want to talk about our personal life a little bit?
Yeah, we can, yeah.
Do you want to talk? Or do you want me to talk? Do you want?
Yeah, you can talk, yeah.
I feel like I've been talking the whole time. Like, I don't shut up ever. So recently, our son, Jack, was diagnosed with autism. We've been kind of struggling with knowing what's going on with him for like the past few months, and we finally know now.
Yeah, I mean, and that it does feel good to kind of know for sure that it's not just, you know,
feels good to
yeah.
know for sure that it's not, we're not,
we're
crazy,
just not crazy, yeah.
You know, and that there's nothing wrong with him. He's just,
right.
you know, it's just a lot. It's been a lot, I think, emotionally for us. It's kind of put us through the ringer, but we love
oh, yeah,
him.
Definitely.
And, you know, I don't think Jack is not the typical child that you see and be like, oh, this kid has autism.
Right. It takes you a little bit
to realize, oh, wait, you'll have a couple conversations with him and you'll see some like signs. And, but with us, it's like, I guess because we're his parents, we deal with a lot more from him, and like he's in his comfort zone here, so he can be like his complete full self. So
yeah,
he just has a really hard time with like transitioning and making friends and just communicating in general,
yeah,
knowing what's okay to say to somebody and what's not okay to say to somebody, and
just kind of getting upset, just staying upset, not like letting
and just
go
regulating
or
his emotions,
yeah,
which we're definitely working on, and school has been really hard for him, so.
Yeah,
these past few months have been difficult.
He's had a great
teacher. He had a wonderful teacher. Absolutely wonderful teacher.
Yeah.
Can't say her name, but she was phenomenal.
Yeah, she was.
Like,
yeah.
I'm really hoping that our daughter has the same.
Right, next year. Yeah.
Next year, because, and we've got such, like, just good communication, you know? That's all
yeah,
you want
the teacher,
for the teacher.
Yeah.
I feel like his kindergarten teacher was not very
responsive.
And our other child is doing wonderful. She's incredible.
Yeah.
She just had a birthday, and she's incredible.
She's
and she's
great.
An incredible sister to her big brother.
She's very,
very
supportive and protective.
She's extremely protective.
She is.
You
can't even raise her voice at Jack even a little bit, or she'll get
yeah,
protective
she's
over
incredible.
Her.
Little spitfire
yeah,
redhead.
Spitfire.
But yeah, so should we talk about, like, family stuff that's happened with me recently? Like, I kind of want to talk about it.
Yeah, I think you should.
Just
yeah,
because it's almost,
yeah,
like,
it's just, it is
so
crazy,
wild
though.
And so
it
crazy.
Wild,
like,
yeah.
I don't even know.
The stuff with your
begin.
Dad and your sister.
Should we, like,
I think you should start with.
I don't even know where to start.
I think you should start with, you know, your relationship with your dad. Kind of being, like, strained.
All right. Yeah, let me just go ahead and just get that out here. Because I feel like this is a place for me to kind of, like, therapy.
Right, it's like half therapy.
It's like half therapy. So if somebody listens to it, it's okay. If they don't, it's fine. But, so I don't really have, like, this full relationship with my father. He's been kind of, like, in my life, out of my life. Just not there. When I was little, you know, he would come get me every other weekend, but I wouldn't stay the whole weekend. I would stay like a day, and then I would go back home, and then it kind of just stopped when I was like around six or seven.
You might have to even kind of paint some of his background.
Yeah,
too.
I'm going to talk about his background.
Yeah.
So let me just describe my dad. Should I talk about my grandfather and what happened?
Yeah, I mean,
because
you kind of have to get into all that to kind of understand the whole picture, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm just going to dig right into it.
Just yeah, just
put my family's
it,
biz out there, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I see them anyway. Okay, so my dad's, and they don't know his name. I'm not going to say anybody's name. My dad has had a hard life, and the older I get, the more I realize that the way he is makes sense.
Remember,
and
you said that person he reminded you of was Daryl from The Walking Dead.
That's who he reminds me of, was Daryl from The Walking Dead. Yeah.
Because of how, just how damaged he
just
is.
When you're around him. I think
yeah.
You've met him, like, once. He's just
yeah.
very, like,
quiet.
Quiet, and if you go to hug him, he will jump. He's just very, like, don't...
Right, like, emotionally,
you know,
stunted.
But he's a strong guy.
Right.
He's strong. He's very, like, you know,
yeah, he's a man's man.
He's
like
a
car
man.
Guy. And yeah.
Yeah, he's a mechanic. But anyway, he had a very hard life. His mom was very abusive to him and his siblings.
Yeah.
And he's the oldest out of his siblings. And his mom would be very abusive to them. Like, for instance, like, one of the ways of punishment were to duck their heads in water and hold them down until
yeah,
they
that's awful.
Would, you know,
essentially,
stop fighting.
Essentially waterboard them.
Yeah.
Or drown them, basically.
And then, yeah, it's dark.
Yeah.
And then, so eventually, my dad had two brothers. One died when they were young, like a teenager.
Yeah.
He drowned. And he was up somewhere in, like, Smoky Mountains, drowned somewhere.
Yeah.
Who's to say, like, it's kind of like, they say he drowned, and some people say that he killed himself. But nobody ever really knows.
Right, yeah.
So the family just kind of said that he drowned. And then, wow, it didn't hit me until just then, but okay, no. So then, I'll talk about that in a minute. and then, the other brother killed my grandmother and
right.
ran off.
Like one day
Had enough of it. Was like, fuck this. And I think he hit her upside the head with like, just like a can of corn or something, but it hit it right in the right spot. And ran off.
Never really.
And nobody's ever heard from them
yeah.
since then.
So that's a pretty
and
fucked
it's rumored,
up.
It's rumored, and that was my dad's younger
yeah,
brother. It's rumored that he's gotten contact with my dad recently.
Right.
But not in real life. Like, on the phone.
Not in person.
Not
yeah.
in person. On the phone. Which is good.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a rumor I've heard. But.
Yeah, hopefully.
So my dad still has his sister, which is my aunt, and I adore her.
Yeah.
Always have. I've always adored her. Okay, so we're going to get into
now, there's
it.
A reason we had to, like, lay
where
all that
is there's
dark
a re- oh,
childhood
well, here
shit.
We go. Here is the other thing, is my grandfather, when I was, this is hard for me to say, because I've never told, really, people about this, because.
Oh, yeah. I understand. That's
because
that's
kind of a thing, but, because yeah. I don't want people, like, you know, like I said about Nikki earlier, people, like, say, oh, well, that's your brother, or that's your
right.
this. Well, that means you are, too. But it's not. So my grandfather sexually assaulted a minor.
Yeah.
When I was a baby. And when I say minor, I mean like she was, which is still a minor, but I think she was like 13 or 14 at the time.
Right.
So I'm not talking about a baby here, but
right.
I am talking about,
no.
you know, a
still
minor.
Still fucked up and
still
Still
wrong. Fucked up, still not cool. And my dad basically...
Cut ties
with him.
Right, after that.
With
yeah.
my grandfather. Which was understandable. And
yeah,
he stopped getting
did.
Me for
yeah.
a while because of it.
Right.
And basically, I haven't seen my grandfather in, I mean, not
since then. Yeah.
Since then.
That
I
was
mean,
when you were little.
I have pictures with him when I was like a little girl. Because I was able to visit. We were able to visit on Christmas because that's when the family would get together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So... Don't really see him. Don't really know him. don't know a lot of that side of the family, but I'm trying to, I
right,
guess.
Trying to get
you know?
Yeah, better with him.
Anyway, so getting to my sister. So I have a half-sister.
Yeah.
My dad. We have the same dad, not the same
yeah.
mom. And I tried contacting my sister when I found out that Jack had autism.
Right.
I think it's before I found out he had autism.
It was around the time.
It was
yeah.
around the time that all of that had happened, and it was like kind of like a crisis time with us. And I had just tried to contact her, get in touch with her. I just wanted somebody to talk to me like a sibling. Like I wanted that, you know, because there's not a lot of people I get to talk to. That's
yeah,
how I'm
yeah.
going to put it.
Yeah. Just wanted somebody else to
just
talk
wanted
to.
Someone to talk to. And I approached her with a text message saying that I didn't even talk about Jack. I just approached her with a text message saying I would like to get together and maybe, you know, start hanging out and letting the kids see her. I want them to see her, their aunt, and hang out with them.
Yeah.
And, you know, get to know them. And she texted back and forth, and I was like, and then we kind of just started a conversation, and she was like, so what's going on? How is life? And I kind of told her, I was like, well, Jack is going through, long story short, kind of told her everything Jack is going through and
yeah.
what we were going through. I was like, it's really hard. She continues to write me back and talk about herself
yeah.
and how she's in the hospital and she doesn't feel good and she's this. Not one thing back about my son.
Yeah.
Not, I'm
yeah.
sorry. And then
I'm
I was
sorry
like,
to hear that. I'm yeah, not even I'm sorry to hear
and
that.
Then I text
awesome.
Her back.
And
I was like, oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And she goes, yeah, I saw on Facebook that you were having some issues with Jack. And I thought to myself, I was like, so you
yes.
saw it on Facebook,
right.
but you didn't send me a text.
You're not really
message.
Even saying anything now
anything?
Either.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I didn't say anything. I just thought that in my mind.
Yeah.
And then I said, well, and then she texted me back and was like, if you want to be, you know, to talk with each other and want to start this relationship, I'm going to need you to take accountability and apologize to me for the things that you've done to me. You remember?
Yeah, oh, I remember, yeah.
And
you're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I was like, now let me remind you. Let me just, I'm gonna put this out here, guys, because I just want you guys to know that she has multiple personality disorder, okay?
According to her.
According to her, but I really do think she does. I think this is like a true diagnosis. I do think that this
right.
is
well,
what's
yeah,
going on
I,
with her.
I definitely do think she's got some, issue, yeah, some legitimate issues.
Which is basically, she's psychotic. And that's not me being mean, that's being real.
But well, yeah, when you hear, like, the depths of it.
oh, this is so hard to get out. She was like, you need to take accountability. And I basically was like, for what? What are you
Can
talking
you
about?
Give me
You're going to have to
example?
Give me some more information. Can we get that?
Yeah.
Cut that out. But you're going to have to give me some more information because I am not really sure. You need to write down the time.
Yeah.
I am not really sure what you are wanting from me. And she kind of was like, well, you've done some stuff to me, you know, when we were kids and when we, you know, growing up and stuff. And you just need to really take accountability for that. Because that's not fair to me to have to move on with you without you taking accountability or responsibility for your actions. Okay. So I...
We talked to some guy she liked when you were a kid or something. Is that what she's talking about?
I did not. But that has happened. One of her boyfriends has messaged me.
Right.
When we were teenagers. I was fucking hot. Are you kidding? Like... messaged me and basically was, I mean, I was skinny, I was hot, I looked like a fucking Kardashian. That's when Kardashians, like, you wanted to look like a Kardashian is when I looked like
well, you
a
didn't
Kardashian.
Seek him out, it wasn't like
I did not seek him out, okay? That was not my type.
Right, but this is, like, all kid shit. Anyways.
This is kid shit. He messaged me and was just like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I didn't even reply. I read it and I didn't even reply. It was on Facebook, okay?
Yeah.
So, she was mad about that. That's the only thing I could think of.
Right.
But yeah. I never brought it up.
Right, because you didn't
I
even
asked
really,
her to
it's
tell
not
me
like
what
you were
it was.
Even around
she could
her
never.
That much.
I was never around her
yeah.
as a teenager. Never.
To like, legitimately.
So she had to tell me. She had to tell him about me because I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a horrible person, but I didn't do anything to my sister.
Yeah.
You know, I flirted with whoever, whatever, and I had fun as a teenager, but I never did anything to her.
Yeah.
Never.
Yeah. Never wronged her.
And so. Oh, and then I was like, if you could just tell me, give me an example, something for me to, like, go off of instead of
like,
just
sure,
telling me to take responsibility.
Right, yeah, sure, I'll take accountability.
Then she started talking to me, like, therapy talk.
Right, yeah.
Do you remember any of the examples of what she said? It was
just
very,
you know, just
if you
very
don't know what
condescending.
Mean, very condescending, almost as like she was
trying to
repeating
use,
what
like,
someone
right,
said to her.
Trying to use therapy language.
Therapy
to try
language.
To, like, say you're the person that's actually in the wrong and you're fucked up and you need to fix
very,
who you are.
It was a lot of therapy
before
language.
I can talk to you.
She was trying to manipulate me and I'm just not, I'm at that point in my life when we were going through this with Jack, I was
right.
not,
and she's
I
like,
had
yeah,
nothing left.
Is going on. I said, shut, just get the fuck out of my face then. Like,
so I proceeded to tell her I will absolutely not apologize.
Well, in that case, no, I will not.
I will
apologize.
Absolutely not apologize. I have nothing to be sorry for anything that I did as a child. I was a child, and I'm sure there's some people who disagree with me. But when you're a kid and you do shit, and people try to hold you accountable for that, when you're an adult, you grow. People grow. Yes,
yeah.
Really and truly, people's like characteristics and traits don't really change over time,
right.
But you do grow as a person. You realize, oh, that was kind of fucked up. Like,
yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. You know, this is what I would
but
do
everybody
better.
Has
but everybody
shit.
Has done some shit. But when I wasn't around her enough to do anything to her.
Right, it feels very manufactured.
It feels very manufactured, like she wanted a problem.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, you know, basically, no.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, No, I'm not apologizing, Kayla. I'm not, like, I'm not telling you anything. I'm not apologizing. I'm not taking responsibility for anything because you're not really asking me or telling me.
Right. This isn't, like, a legitimate thing.
Not a legitimate thing. So, then, moving along, that was crazy. That was so crazy. That was wild. She proceeds to post, her mom talks about me on Facebook and is like, grown women not taking accountability for their actions and facing up to what they've done. And blah, 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 blah. So then I was like, I'm not going to say anything to her mom because that's like a boundary for me because I'm that person. I'm not going to cuss your mom out. Okay.
Yeah.
So I just blocked her mom. My grandmother blocked her mom. My aunt blocked her mom. My mom blocked her mom. I was like, okay. Then my sister proceeds to get on Facebook. And let me tell you, when I get into an argument with somebody, I'm not going to sit there and text you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and call you. I will fight you.
Let's talk about it in person.
And so she decided to write on her Facebook that the reason why my child is the way he is because I'm so fucked up.
Right.
And I just lost it. I called her probably like 10 times in a row, left some voicemail. Now, I finally left a voicemail because she wants to text. I'm not the texting type, especially when it's fighting words.
Right, yeah. It's like you're basically like...
You're all big and bad on Facebook, but you
can't
answer the phone.
Talking some shit. Talking some mad shit.
So I basically told her that she was dead to me.
If I see you, it's on
site. And if I see you... I don't care if I see you tomorrow. I don't care if I see you 20 years from now. I don't care. I'm going to kick your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
Those are fighting words. You don't talk about my kid.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my kid. And you don't talk about me.
Yeah, just to even imply
so,
that. Like,
fast forward. I decided to call my dad up. And I left him a voicemail. And let me just say this. For the past couple years, my dad has, like, randomly cussed me out in text messages.
Right.
Like, he'd send me a text message saying how crazy I am and I'm a fucking spoiled brat and blah, 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 blah.
Like, we saw him once. I saw him once at the very beginning of when Jack was born. And he saw Jack and it was pretty normal. And then, but it was, like, right after that. It was, like, a few months after that. We didn't see him probably for, like, a year. And then the next time. We, like, were behind him at McDonald's in line one day, and you texted him, and he was just like, you were like, hey, and he was like, hey, what? Basically, and you're like, what the fuck? And then it was just, like, continued on from that.
It was just, like, cussing me out,
calling
me all kinds of names, just basically, like, I'd done something to him.
Yeah. And
come to find out, in his head, I did something to him.
Right, yeah.
And
because
it was
of
all
your
justified
sister.
Because I left a voicemail. I was like, I just want to know what I did to
like,
you.
What is it?
What is
like,
it? What am I doing?
Finally,
just call me back. And then I talked about how my sister had what she did. I left the voicemail. I mean, the voicemail I left my dad was probably like 5 minutes long, the longest voicemail you could leave.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could even leave a longer one than that. And then he calls me back, actually, like 10 minutes later. I'm driving down the road. And mind you, I was just like, whoa, my dad's calling me back. Do I answer this? Do I really want to do this right now? So I answered it. And he was basically giving me the same shit. You know what you did. Like, what my sister and I just lost it. I lost it on
like,
I was
what the
like,
fuck are you talking
what
about?
What is everybody talking about? What the fuck did I do? Like, tell
right,
me. Because
your dad's
fucking,
almost giving
I
you
was
the same
like, just fucking tell me what the fuck I did. Like, screaming. And he's like, whoa. Like, I heard him. Whoa. Calm down. It literally told me to calm down.
But it was just like, I feel crazy.
Like,
I don't know what you people are talking about.
So then he was like, you know what you and your sister are up to. Now, mind you, my dad is a country bumpkin. So when I'm talking like this, this is how he sounds when he actually does talk. Because, like I said, he's Daryl Dixon. You know what you and your sister did. You went and got one of them therapist ladies. And you're trying to get me in trouble and telling everybody that I touched you and sexually assaulted you and your sister as kids. I was like, whoa. I was like, rewind, because I don't know what you're talking therapist.
Right.
Like, I literally had to tell him that I have not seen my sister since I saw her on Easter at your house when Jack was 3 or 4 months old.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? Like, he was so confused. Right. Like, he was like, what? You know? And he's like, I've lost my job. I've lost everything. Da-da-da-da-da because of this. And I was like,
he lost his job.
I don't know what you're talking about.
His nice job because of
this. He lost his job. He lost a lot of stuff. And I was like, no, this bitch is crazy. Like, I was having to, like, literally tell
him. So your sister's been using you to legitimize
this.
Yeah.
She doesn't even want to talk to me. She don't fucking like me.
Yeah, of course she
doesn't. But you're using me for a story.
Of course she doesn't want you to talk to you or you be in her life because then.
Because, okay, that's what makes sense. That's the first time that's made sense to me right now.
Because then it would expose that lie.
Then it would expose her fucking story.
Because then somebody's going to be like, I can't believe what your dad did. And you're going to go, wait,
what?
Yeah, and then it's gonna, and then the whole story is gonna collapse, right? That's why she doesn't want you to be around, and that's why she has to manufacture this. But you did some shit when you were a teenager.
Like, what the fuck?
I think we just figured it out.
It was so weird. We just figured it out.
But I mean, how? That's so fucked up.
I really
feel
bad for her in a way to be that sick.
But to destroy that relationship with you and your dad.
But to try to destroy your relationship. And it succeeded.
It'll never be the same.
It'll never be the same.
Yeah.
Because I was like, you know, I even told him, I was like, I know you're not ready. I was like, because I keep trying to see him. And then I texted him the other day and I was like, I know you're not ready to see me. I was like, you know, I was like, I just want the kids to see you. You know, and I just want to keep in contact with you. And, like, even if that
but
means
you're trying
me just
to,
sending pictures of the kids to you and you replying
at
two
least,
days later, like, I'm cool with that.
At least he knows that you weren't a part of that whole thing with your sister,
like,
and her lie.
I just want
about
him to
that.
Know
at
that.
Least he
yeah,
knows
because
that.
Because he hated me.
Right.
Cause now, I'm his daughter.
Because he was under this assumption that you were a part of that. And
I don't have time to make up something that elaborate.
Right. Because she was using you to legitimize this lie.
Mm.
It's just so fucked up, you know. And it's just a lie. But and it's like, I don't know. It's like maybe she does believe she was raped, or maybe she's misremembering that it was your grandfather, or maybe she's just, you know.
Listen.
Maybe it is a mental illness.
My grandmother tells me stories about my dad literally.
But it feels very like manufactured.
Taking me to the neighbor's house to have the grandma of the neighbor change my diaper because he didn't want to change my diaper. And this was like right after all that.
The whole thing with your grandma. Yeah. Because he was that like you know, because if you're going to think that, everybody's looking at you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and let me just say this. My dad didn't touch me enough. If that
like right, he never yeah, he
never
hugged
me.
You. Yeah, so it wasn't like he was like
never said
right
love
you. Because
that's
it was very
like
sexual.
Magic words.
Like you know, I don't like I don't want to diagnose somebody, but just very you know closed off emotionally.
He's very closed off.
Yeah.
Emotionally and physically,
and because of
everything
his history, I can you know obviously that would be hard.
When I'm growing up, I didn't know all this, so
right.
I really
so
like thought he just was a piece of shit,
or just didn't like you,
or just didn't
you,
like
or,
me,
yeah.
or that it was me that he just didn't like,
right.
or
yeah.
you know.
Well, when you can kind of see things through the whole picture, and
when I can kind of step back and I think I've grown a lot as a person too, with like mental health and being diagnosed with like OCD. Like I'm able to realize, you know, this is who I am. This is why I do the things that I do, and then, you know, also realizing that other people have different medical things wrong with them, and,
yeah.
like, this is why he is the way he is, and it makes sense.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I want him to know that I'm okay with that, and I want him to know, and I've told him, like, on your terms.
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Whenever he's ready, and whether that be never, I don't care, but I know that I tried.
At least you know that you tried, and you at least fixed that.
I told him that
why,
you know, and it's probably hard for him. He probably doesn't know what to believe.
He probably still doesn't want to entirely trust you. Yeah,
right. You know, so
but you can only do. You know,
that was just really hard for me. Like that whole situation was really hard for me, and it came at like a really bad time too, with like everything going on with Jack.
Yeah, everything going on. Yeah, just,
but it was good. I'm glad that it's over now. You know, so yeah, that was
yeah.
Got some of that out. Feel good.
yeah, I mean,
feels
we,
good
yeah,
to talk about it. Yeah.
I mean, we literally had to, like, do some, like, really like deductive reasoning there to try to figure out what the fuck was going on, like with like what I mean, we really had to like figure it out. Like, why is she saying this? Like, what?
She's so,
I mean,
it's really sad because I really, my whole reasoning of
was just to try to get close to your sister.
Just to try to get close.
Yeah.
That was it.
But that's what I'm saying.
It backfired. And you know what? This is my second time trying with her.
Yeah. But now we know. Now we know why she doesn't want you to get close. Because you being close, then she would have to.
I think what it is that
come clean about
I
this huge
call
lie.
Call her out on her bullshit.
Yeah, she knows.
And I don't
would
fall into that
right
trap. Like I said, no, I'm not apologizing.
If somebody,
you know?
As soon as somebody said, "Oh, hey, you know, I'm so sorry about your dad,"
I'd be like,
or,
huh?
You know, you'd be like, that's a lie. Like that's,
yeah.
Like as far as me,
care.
Unless
I don't lie
right
for people.
Unless he turned into a completely different fucking person when I wasn't around, like.
Right, you know, I mean.
Like, I don't know. I'm not, like, I'm not
a
God.
Times
I'm not
where
there 100% of the time. Like,
he spanked me with he beat me with a belt once.
Right, but that's more like a, just somebody being a little bit too rough because they're, you know.
He just, like I said, damaged.
Yeah, just damaged.
Damaged people.
Yeah.
I mean, basically.
That he didn't hold you underwater, because I'm sure you would have remembered that.
I would have remembered that. Mm-hmm. I would have.
Right.
Let's get on to a more.
Let's move on to another show. Like,
let's move on.
Like I said, all that shit was for a reason. Like, we had, you know, you had to get through all that, like, emotional landmines to get
God,
to a place where you could be like, okay, why is my sister doing that, and why is my dad doing that? I don't understand.
That was so.
But now you understand. You know, that's the only
thing
you know.
It was just really difficult,
understand
though.
Yeah.
And it still is difficult because I don't have any other sibling.
Yeah.
You know?
But you can't have a relationship with somebody that's that twisted. You know what I mean?
I don't want to.
Even if she is, like, mentally unwell and did it because of that or not. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So. We've been playing, let's move on to positive.
Let's move on to positive vibes. Positive ASMR vibes.
I love ASMR, by the way. It's great. Fallout.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of Fallout.
Like, constantly.
Because all the girlies like building settlements for
Preston
and
Girlies. For Harvey.
What is that? It's a thing. That
what do I call
about
him? I call him Harvey, but his name
Harvey
is not
it's
Harvey.
Preston Garvey.
Preston Garvey.
There's another settlement that needs your help. Just constantly.
I love doing those, though.
I know. Well, they procedurally generate. Like, they're forever.
I know.
They'll just keep happening.
Like the same ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, didn't I just do this first?
Yes, you did.
I'm obsessed with the workshop and building settlements.
Yeah.
I basically keep my sanctuary settlement at like 80% happiness most of the time.
Yeah.
And there was a few guys on there on the Fallout Reddit who were like, you can't get above a 70% happiness. Well, bitch, guess what? I did.
some Fallout experts out there.
Guess what, bitch? You can. And I took a screen cap of it. Just to prove it. And I will.
What is it, do you think, that girls like about the settlement building? Is it just
so,
like,
yeah. I'm on, like, a group of girls for the Fallout game.
Yeah.
It's like Facebook
right,
group.
But they all like
Fallout
the settlement.
Girls.
I think it's, like, this, like, almost like a Sims-type aspect.
I've never played Sims, but, like,
yeah,
once I get bored with Fallout, I might try.
Yeah, you might like it. Yeah.
But, no, like, I like the building. It's almost, like, therapeutic in a way. It's almost like, you know, nighttime is a really hard time for me because I get
yeah
anxious and stuff at night. So it's kind of like very calming.
Yeah.
For me.
The building.
I like the building and like listening to my music
yeah
and putting little concrete stairs and concrete walls and making my little people and the farm and like the fences around the plants. And I really enjoy it. And the first time I played Fallout, I really liked the Fallout game, period. I played it when Jack was a baby.
Yeah.
He was
yeah
like when, I think you were working at Lenny's at the time.
Yeah.
You
were. I think so.
And I played that. Like when I was just home by myself, I would play Fallout game.
Yeah.
And because I was having like postpartum depression too. So I was trying to like keep my mind occupied.
Right. Trying to keep you occupied.
But yeah. No, I loved the Fallout game. Before I knew about the settlement.
It's not a bug, is that what you think?
Yeah, you think it was like, a bug. I was like, is that a bug?
No, it's not a bug. We're at like an hour 20, by the way. I know we're talking about Fallout.
Sorry.
No, I don't want to cut you off.
You can end soon.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you and our battery's low on our computers.
Okay, well, we can.
Might have to wrap it up. So.
Wrap it up. Yeah. Do we want to talk about?
I still want to talk about. Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. We've been playing a lot of Fallout lately.
I think
because of the show too that got us into it.
We can do like a speed run. Do you want to do a speed run?
We don't have to like just you know we don't have to zoom through.
We have a horrible neighbor. Can we talk about her for a
minute? We can talk about it. Yeah, I think we have enough time. Yeah.
Hate her. Yeah. I fucking hate her so much that I went out. Stop it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. She is awful. Yeah.
I am. Like I said, I'm a Cancer.
Yeah.
I'm a true Cancer, and I am extremely. If I love you, I love you. If I fucking hate you, I hate you. And I am such a spiteful person, and I am honest about that. So
if you're moving in underneath some, like underneath someone else, like
right.
Would you not like do a little research of, hey, you know, or if you're a person who, you know, doesn't like a lot of noise, like, first of all, why are you moving underneath them? Okay.
Yeah. So.
But would you not like think to research it a little bit, right? Like, just look into it. See, like, maybe if the family lives there, like, above you,
yeah,
like, that might be an issue for you.
She had to have heard us up
yeah,
here.
Like, what the fuck?
Anyway.
Like, it's not our problem, like,
so
how the fucking place
out
was built.
Of spite that I went and bought a $150 speaker
yeah.
that has, like, really kick-ass bass.
Because she blares
her
music. Because
she blares her music.
And has been doing it for, like, months. Like, 6 months. Just blaring
like
music.
Months.
For hours. Like,
hours.
Early in the morning. Late at night. Like.
Hours.
Because we're, you know, have the gall to take a shower or run our dishwasher or our washing machine. Or our kids might run up back and forth for a little bit. It's not like we let them, like, fucking go buck wild, but.
We don't. But what
yeah,
really
sometimes they're
going to
run.
Like, I know people, a lot of people complain about their upstairs neighbors. I get that. But what people need
go
to realize
live somewhere else,
is that don't live underneath somebody. If it
yeah,
bothers you
it
that
bothers
much.
Like, I've lived underneath people.
Do not live under somebody. If sound bothers you, do not get the lower
yeah,
apartment.
Especially under our family. Like
under a family.
But I've lived underneath like a kid before, too. And it, like, it didn't bother
and
me.
And let me just say this. If you right now are in an apartment and you are the downstairs neighbor, do not piss off. Your
right.
upstairs
yeah,
neighbor.
It's just like there's a limit to like.
Do not do that because your upstairs neighbor.
Like, this is us being quiet.
Can make your life a living hell.
Like, imagine if we actually wanted to fuck with you. Like, you're fucking with us.
Oh, well, I want to fuck with her now. That's why I bought a $150 speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
So that I could fuck her over. And guess what? She's not fucking here this weekend. And that made me really mad, too. So, but when she comes back, I keep having Alex. I'm like, go look and see if she's here. Go look and see if she's here. Because I literally have been dreaming about it.
I'm just hoping this bitch moves out at some point. It's like, just if you don't like living here, move the fuck out. You know? Like, we've been here for, I mean, you've been here for like 20 years. Like,
put me on blast.
And I'm just saying, like, get the fuck out. It's like, you've been here for, like, a year now, and you
don't
like it.
I don't think that
it,
has anything
leave.
To do with it. I'll disagree. I don't think the time that you've been somewhere has anything to do with it. I think it has a little bit to do with it, but not really. Like, you should have respect for everyone.
No,
just
but you
like
can't come into
respect
a place.
Her.
Right, yeah. I mean, and we warned her from the very first day, hey, we have kids. There might be some noise sometimes, just so you know. From
the
very
first interaction
day.
I had with her was after we had that tornado last year come through here, and broke a lot of my outdoor decorations, and her son's like cussing me out.
Yeah, that was the very
first
because
there was like pieces of broken decorations.
Mirror, yeah, because
it was
like,
the morning after a tornado.
There was a huge storm.
Like the trees were down.
Partial tornado, yeah.
And I was like, there was a fucking storm last night, you
like,
fucking asshole. I think I called him an asshole.
Yeah, like, shut
and she
fuck
came
up,
out, she's
yeah.
like, I'm sorry, you know. I was like, yeah, there was a storm last night. That's why we're not purposely. Throwing
like,
and broken shit down there.
Yeah.
You fucking dumbass bitch.
Like, that's your first interaction.
And then I was like, oh, by the way, we have a family, just so you know.
Yeah.
But he didn't talk nothing else after
oh,
I called
talks
him an
a
asshole.
Lot of, he talks a lot of shit when he's far away, but yeah. But when you get close up, yeah, I don't think I've ever heard him speak.
No. Fucking pussy ass
well,
bitch.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't want to call another man a pussy, but you can.
He's a pussy. Pussy. Very much a pussy. I love that word. Pussy, pussy, pussy.
Pussy, 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 pussy,
maybe that's why I like Nicki Minaj so much.
But, yeah, I mean, if you don't like living under your downstairs neighbor, remove.
Right.
If it's that bothers you that
much. Rest in peace to Tony Sirico. Polly. Polly
yeah.
Montieri. He died a couple months ago.
Yeah.
That was
yeah, that
very
was
sad. And I also want to say RIP to the lead singer of Train. I don't know his name, but I know he died a couple days ago as well.
Oh, yeah. What is his name?
He fell taking a shower. He died
because
he fell in a shower. Which was totally so crazy and sad.
Yeah, and it was house-sitting, too.
House-sitting.
Yeah.
Just think about, like, being a friend that you're... He was house sitting for how awful that would be. Mm-mm. Has to be awful.
Charlie Collin, yeah.
Charlie Collin, rest
dies
in peace.
At 58.
That's young.
That is crazy.
I'm on Ozempic.
Oh yeah, I know we wanted to talk about that. Yeah, I think we still got a little bit of time.
I am enjoying it. It's not making me sick. I've lost...
How much weight have you lost?
35 pounds.
That's great. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. 35 pounds in about...
When you're not going overboard with it and like...
5 weeks?
Dropping weight like crazy. You're, I feel like it's doing it healthy.
Yeah, just eating healthier.
Yeah, just eating healthier.
It helps me not eat as much.
Yeah, not snacking as much.
Not snacking as much, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I like it so far.
Yeah.
It's not making me feel weird or sick. I haven't gotten
or
sick
nauseous,
yet.
Yeah.
Or nauseous, yeah. But I'm also on, like, the lowest dose just because...
But you're really sensitive to stuff, too. Like,
extremely.
I don't think you need a lot.
No.
But if it keeps helping you, you know, lose weight, and maybe that's what you need, you know?
Yeah.
We'll keep at it. Let's we'll see how it goes, you know.
So I am so excited that we are back to the podcast. First episode down. By the way, the song that we're using is...
I was going to say, yeah, we should give a thanks to Terry.
Swerve Sound on SoundCloud?
Yeah.
Swerve Sound on SoundCloud.
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
Terry, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a great beat. Yeah, I love it.
Love it. Yeah, I can't wait for episode 2. This was just kind of like giving you guys a little refresher.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
fun chit-chat. Maybe next time we can get into more juicier stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But
I feel like this is fun. I feel like we had a good conversation.
Great. We had a great conversation.
So yeah, it was like an hour and a half. Just flew by.
I talked the whole time, but I also
I talked
like,
a lot too, though.
I also
yeah.
feel like you say that too, that you feel like you talked the whole time, but maybe it's just because
we're
both
No, I feel like it was
more.
Equal. I feel like you did talk probably like, it was like 60-40 maybe. Like you did talk
but
really
I had to tell
that you were
huge
bringing up,
story.
You, yeah, and you were bringing up different topics and stuff too, yeah.
So I'm sorry you don't like my voice.
No, it's okay. I'm sure they love your voice. What are you talking about?
I don't like
I'm crazy.
My voice. Am I the only person? Do you like hearing your voice back?
No,
weird you out?
No, nobody likes hearing their voice back.
It weirds me out.
No, it's always higher to him. Like, is that how I like? Does that sound like a woman?
Oh, God, that's so funny because I do think, like, I don't notice it now that I'm with you all the time, but you do have a higher. Ooh, that looks
it's okay. It's okay, yeah. No, I know. It's higher than I hear it in my head, so I need to go lower.
I
need to talk like this.
And I need to talk like this.
Hey, well, everybody have a good time.
I had such a good time. It was great. I can't wait to episode
yeah.
2. Are we doing 2? Are we starting over?
Yeah, how we do the number. No, I don't know.
I want to start over. I want this to be episode 1.
Okay, we can start over. Yeah.
Let's not delete the other ones, but I do want this to be
I don't know if I can even delete them, but... Sure, we'll just start over. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Alright, guys.
Well, alright, well, take care.
Let's
and we'll
play
see
some
you
music.
Next time.
Some
yeah, we'll play some
music. Doja Cat.
Yeah, that sounds
I
good.
I love some Doja Cat.
It could be playing right now, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like right now. All right, take care.
Bye.
Humanity also lost the common sense, also lost the motivation to begin to find this shit.